My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we continue the video chat between Davin and Joe Curry's, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado scammer Mavis Mills. So listen and enjoy.
You know, when we get that big budget we're looking for, we'll bring this to the FBI, and they'll tell us they were talking about ordering lunch.
You know, literally, when I was at the deli this afternoon, there's a guy walked up, and he wanted to buy a phone card, and he said that he had to call Ghana with
it. I'm sure he's talking to his girl.
I should have got his number so that he could help us out.
You should have handed him the card and go, listen, before you make that payment.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to be racist, but he's a black dude.
You can't help yourself.
No, jeez.
Shall we go on?
Yes.
For a few more minutes. We're not going to get through this whole call
tonight.
Sorry,
Yacht.
No, no, no.
All right, Jeff Norris.
I met her on the internet, okay?
Yeah.
Was it a website where you met? You met her. Were you using your own pictures or other pictures? Was using another's pictures. Okay. Did you know that she was using somebody else's pictures?
Mavis was using another's pictures.
Okay.
You remember her telling you that she was using somebody else? Right. With somebody else's pictures. What did you think of that?
I'm not hearing you.
You're not hearing me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. What did you think?
Definitely a different voice. Not
definitely.
I remember thinking
she's got it pretty together. This seemed pretty legit. I remember thinking that in February.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if the guys were coaching her. I don't think I had that impression at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't understand what they're saying, so they might be
right.
But I remember saying, "Girl's got it together. See what she looks like. Different voice.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound like Muttley."
No,
it's a different cadence and everything. Certainly more concise than Belinda, who really couldn't answer much.
Yeah.
Without, you know, getting info from stupid.
Right.
So,
she was much more hesitant in speaking, and this one is just like flirting.
I remember thinking, all right, Mavis has it more together than Belinda. Mavis might be higher up in the food chain.
Yeah, maybe.
So we go on. Joe, how's it feel to hear your girl for the first time? Is it a moment? Did your heart leap?
It's my chick, man.
It's my chick. It's going to be a big night for Dick Eldorado and Mr. Whiskers.
Mr. Whiskers.
I feel kind of flat. Let me tell you something. Damn it all, I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
The emotional side sometimes takes it over because, frankly, I feel kind of flattered that she still thinks of me. As a person to a person.
Yeah.
You still feel flattered that the person thinks of you.
Hey, and she got one look at Davin and said, "Is Richard with you?"
No, first she said, "I'm handsome."
Oh, yeah.
Then she asked about Richard. But, yeah,
okay.
I mean, listen, there could never be anything between me and Mavis.
But
my scammer heart belongs to another.
But like I said, and I'll say this before, where people are getting emotionally involved in this stuff, you still feel a little flattered that so even though they're up to no good,
oh, and you're all lit up,
and your character is not imaginary, you still feel a little flattered that they're asking about you.
Well, I mean, a man of Dick Eldorado's character and quirks, you don't forget about.
I say stature.
and I think fake stature. Me is doing a very good job protecting Dick Eldorado.
Looking I think so too. You've got his back.
Yeah, not in real life.
No. Dick's back.
For the sake of entertainment.
Oh, sure. I can fake it.
I'll watch stupid back. Funny.
You thought nothing of that? Nothing? Is that common in Ghana?
In Ghana.
You might want to let me know when you're going to talk so I can hit pause.
Sorry. I might. But I won't.
All right.
Morgan said, I didn't have that kind of issue talking to my friend in Dubai on Skype. Shouldn't have these kind
Here's
of
Here's the difference between Dubai and Ghana. Different countries.
Yeah, but
you want to know... I'm sorry.
Dubai is a very rich country.
That's true.
Dubai is a very wealthy country.
Yeah, that's you want to know something? The people that are doing this have got money, too.
And I'm sure her friend in Dubai, well, I don't know if she's got money. We don't know how successful they are.
But we've read about these people that these movies.
But they're not all the same. We don't know if they're successful.
But still, if this is your job and your business, you got this technology, you make damn well sure the Skype is going.
What's your business and job, Joe? How good are you with that technology? I mean, come on.
Three computers to do one thing, they're not that good. But what I'm saying, you know. But with the influx of money, if they're doing this day in and day, if this was what I, you know, which I love it to be, but if I'm doing this day in and day out,
I'd make sure
I have damn good equipment.
I will say this. If they were very successful and they were going to Skype with me,
mm-hmm.
it would be on a laptop in a place. It wouldn't be in a cafe.
Right. That's true. Okay. I mean, that's a really good point. We're still dealing with the poorness in the country and the technology issues. And, you know, a lot of things depend on their signal.
But on the other card, they maybe do that on purpose to make it as vague as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, there's another variable to that.
I mean, we do that with the show, with the static last week. We certainly did that on purpose.
Oh,
we
yeah.
thought it was going to be a very weak segment of the show, and we made crumple tinfoil noises.
And we still couldn't get the people to stop listening.
This should do it. All right, let's go on. We're not going to get through all this call today.
Yes. Okay. Do you know what people in Africa who do what you did are called? They are called scammers.
In that moment, I was trying to listen.
Yeah.
Let me get your opinion. In that that moment where she was answering that question,
mm-hmm.
did you hear anybody in the background? Did you see anybody in the back that I may
there's
be coaching
people,
her?
There's people all around. I didn't get the impression she was being coached.
You didn't get the impression she was being coached?
When I was talking to her, I didn't get the impression she was being coached.
I didn't hear it myself, but I just wanted to ask because at that point, if you would assume that there would be somebody coaching
now,
her.
Now, remember, this is several months ago, so my memory, is, if it's not Joe, it's not very good.
But
I remember feeling pretty good about this.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.